prepare to exit the plane by grabbing all of your luggage and your belongings, your hollering girlfriends and your badass kids. And once landing, exit at the front. If you have any groceries in the ashtray, please see the flight attendant. If you just happen to drop a bag and leave it in the top papers, leave that shit there because it belongs to me, bitches. Thank you for flying.
Red and juice, they're getting ready to land. Juice has a backpack on his back, a carry-on in his hand. A Dr. Red is getting nervous cause it's 7:39. They need to get off quick, they need to be there on time. Cause the meeting takes place in the vacant place. Now Dr. Red is getting nervous about what might take place. He needs a plan, how he's gonna renegotiate. Cause the gun that he's selling, sell for 8 times his rate. He's gotta meet with a cat named Kenmore Green. He's 7 foot tall. Yo. And yo, he looks real mean. Deuce and Red show up at the vacant spot. They're sweating because the clock's 8 o'clock on the dot. Kenmore says, boy,
what go on with this shit? Why you want more money for the guns you share?
Red says, yo, man,
I made a mistake.
I can sweeten the deal if you give me a break. Kenmore replies,
how you gonna do that? Fetty boy, I should kill you as a matter of fact.
Red says, my cuz Deuce here is a superstar MC. He can be Conan, Driver, you and rock a couple joints for free. And can keep the cash, you can pay me for the guns. Kenmore says, I heard of Deuce, okay, the deal is done. So they shake hands and shit, then they smoke some trees.
Dr. Red and Deuce head to the hotel to catch a couple of Z's.
The very next morning, Deuce is ready to jam. He's writing dope rhymes just as fast as he can. He wants to find a spot that he can record. He wants to find a studio with a multi-track board. So he searches on his phone and he finds a spot. Studio's called Congelli, located around the block. So he wakes up Red and says,
we gotta go, fam. I wanna hit the studio to make a real dope jam.
So they start walking down the block. The temperature was real hot. Deuce sees a hype till he decided he wants twice. Red yells, what about the studio? Deuce replies,
later on. First I'll take this chick to the hotel. Me and her will get it on.
So Deuce and this chick are getting wicked in the bed. Guess who's sleeping on the couch? It's your boy Dr. Red. About an hour later, Deuce is ready to slide. Time to hit the studio, he tells that chick,
goodbye.
Now Lawrence and Rock, they're still on the plane. Rock is yelling at the pilot, acting all insane. Lawrence tells Rock to chill, then he gives him a pill. Rock starts falling asleep, so Lawrence cops a feel. A couple hours later, Rock opens her eyes. Lawrence is down below, his head between her thighs. Just then the pilot yells,
deliver back the land.
Rock jumps up and spots Lawrence with her southpaw hand. When they get off the plane, it's extremely hot. Rock starts complaining to Lawrence and says, things are fucking locked. They catch a taxi right to the lab. The artist waiting in the lobby when they get out the cab. Rock says,
I know who you are. Your name's Congelli.
Yes, I'm really glad to meet you, Rock.
Got a joint right here that needs a hip-hop flavor. Trying to make a remix, but we'll get to that later.
Lawrence interrupts and says, this is strictly good. Rock says to Lawrence, yeah, you know what time
it is.
In walks OMO and Rock says,
oh no.
Or says, what the fuck? I ain't working with this skank-ass hoe. Congelli said,
you gotta. Don't you wanna get paid?
Oh, says I guess you're right. He plays along with the charade that Congelli explains the rules to OMO and says,
no fussing, no fighting in my studio.
OMO says,
I am gonna act polite. I came here to get money, I didn't come here to fight. But that girl stole my whip and did some real foul shit. But I guess I'll let it slide on this Jamaican trip. For now, Rock Berry, we call it a truce. But don't let me catch you fucking talking to Deuce.